This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are Lycanthropes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Just in general.
Yes, in general. General lycanthropes.
Yes. Welcome to the worst thing about Ravenloft for 2 weeks. You thought Ravenloft was cool.
Yeah.
I assure you, it is not.
Yeah. It's Ravenloft is cool in parts, but they got that way by taking all the uncool stuff and hiding it under the bed. Yeah. And that is where we are at right now.
Ravenloft is like the kidney of the Dungeons and Dragons body.
Okay.
Where like a lot of cool stuff goes there, like booze.
Right.
You know, but it also, you have to filter out all the lycanthropes.
Yeah. And we're down to the stones. Notably because I'm kind of
cirrhosis of the Ravenloft.
Are you talking about the liver? Are you calling Ravenloft the liver? Because the kidneys don't get cirrhosis.
No, I know. I couldn't remember the kidney disease.
Okay. Yes. I forget.
John Kidney's disease? I don't.
Yep. John Kidney's disease, named after.
Okay.
Yeah.
The famous ball player.
Yep. The eponymous John Kidney's. Yeah.
Yeah. Famous for his famous throws.
Oh, man. They're always known for their throws.
They love to throw those balls.
Yeah. We're definitely in the stones right now. We've got 2 weeks of this. This is the last of these kind of gigantic drought sections.
Yeah.
Where, you know, things akin to like giant month or, you know, dragon fest or whatever it was, extragonanza, or, you know, we're everything else is just like onesie twosie from this point on.
Yeah, which I like. Like, I'll do a week on trolls, fuck it. But, like, you know, significantly more than I like doing this 2 weeks on lycanthropes.
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, this is a poorly written entry here.
Yeah, and it's also one of the points where it becomes very apparent that this is a compilation of a bunch of disparate things, because oftentimes they will say, like, hey, check the appendix. Like, go to the Ravenloft box set to find out about this other thing.
It's so out of place that there's a spell. In this section, like the in the monster's manual, here's a spell you can cast, and it's one of the dumbest spells that's ever been conceived.
Oh yes,
like it's literally, how do I make my foe angrier, more dangerous, and give him the ability to do the same thing to me?
Yeah.
Like how do I buff my enemy for no discernible reason?
Yeah,
on the hope that they might just be around their loved ones when they go off.
Oh yeah, it's like setting your neighbor's house on fire.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Or it's like setting your own house on fire in hopes that it catches your neighbor's house on fire. Yeah, like
somebody's burning down.
It's so bad. It's so dumb. So this is like Curse of Lycanthropy, which you zap somebody with lycanthropy. First of all, nothing happens in the moment. Like, you're the wizard, you touch him, and it's like, next time there's a full moon, you're going to turn into a werewolf. And you just like smile at them and like tent your fingers and just,
you know, and you like, say,
please stop hitting me with your sword, because in a couple of weeks you're going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know. Better not go find remove curse. And then if it works and you turn them into a were thing, like the way that the statistics, there's this long, boring passage about making your own were animals.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a
were Italian.
like a calzone.
Oh yeah.
Which is like the were pizza. You can turn people into any kind of were animal, but even the worst one is still pretty strong. So you're still saying like, here, become super strong, angry, and give the, you know, the ability to hit me with actual lycanthropy.
Yeah.
You know, what a dumb spell. Sixth level?
Come on, man.
I could be transmuting earth and air.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need this shit.
I can polymorph into a fucking T-Rex. Come on, man.
I can polymorph other at this point. Not quite. But like, it's really shitty.
Yeah. And also, don't use a wish to get rid of this.
Oh no. Yeah, it's like you just get removed. Like, I wish somebody was here to cast remove curse. I wish I had friends.
I wish I wasn't playing a solo campaign.
Yeah. I wish we had brought a cleric, because it's second edition and I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh yeah.
And I decided not to bring a cleric.
Yeah. And outside of this spell, the entire entry here, and the entry for most of them, is just like, hey, you know those, you know how we generally anthropomorphize animals anyway? Just apply that to rules. Like, the rules for rolling up your own lycanthrope, which they, in the very first paragraph, get pedantic about and say, actually, to be Therians.
I hate this.
Yeah.
Like this might be some of my least favorite 2 pages in this book. It's like the very beginning of it that starts with, well, actually, the reader, like, you titled the fucking entry.
Yeah.
You know, who did this?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking to you. It's a book. You wrote it.
Yep. And then they say, not to be confused with the Jekyllware, which is more properly called an Antherian.
Yeah, he's like, oh, to further confuse the issue, who did that? Not me. Like, yeah, this is a book. Like, so it's like great. Like, I feel like I'm being gaslit by this.
No, no. Come on, Gary, you're above this. You can. I didn't expect you to confuse a Therian with an Antherian.
Yeah, you already read that.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? So it starts off with that, like, Antherian bullshit, and then just describes lycanthropes. Just like you know. And for right. the next 2 weeks, we're not going to spend that much time on it. But rest assured that the Monstrous Manual spends a lot of time on the difference between a true lycanthrope, a cursed lycanthrope, and like a were, like a, you know, moon cursed lycanthrope. Spell right. cursed and regular cursed. That seems to be like, what is the point in writing of setting a standard if you're going to bring it up every single time? Like, it's like they set up a macro and never used it.
Yep. You know? No, they, I mean, it was just part of their Microsoft Word class. Part of
I
their
see
exam.
You're trying to make a monster. Do you need help with that?
Oh my like, God, a were-clippy? He becomes more helpful under the full moon.
Yeah, and then the hybrid form is just a human with a paperclip for a head. That's a Doom Patrol villain right there, like, if I ever heard of one. But I just hate that, like, so when you're talking about the making your own, so the beginning of it, you know, blah blah blah, different kinds of curses, et cetera, et cetera. When they're making your own, this alignment section drives me fucking up the wall, because it's like, take the alignment that the animal has. Most animals are neutral, so look at its mannerisms.
Yeah.
Do you have anything, like, what are you talking about?
Animals do not have morality. Come on, man.
Yeah, and you said that, like, in book. I learned that from you, Monstrous Man. Like, you know, so to be like, oh, I don't know, rats always seem kind of shifty, so let's make them evil. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, in no world does that make sense. Like, just use your own judgment. Like, this whole section could just be like, if you want to make a were thing, just do it. Like, yeah. Why are there rules for this?
Yeah, just like, where worm? Just, like, look at these other ones and extrapolate.
You know, and I don't, like, if you ask me, you put a gun to my head and you're like, what's the alignment for a worm? Like, I don't want that challenge. Don't put a gun to my head for that. But at the same, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, just be like, oh, it really truly doesn't matter, because there should not be alignments assigned to these things in the book. It should be up to the DM and whatever story they want to tell.
Yeah, they should not be prescriptive.
Yeah. But. I don't know. And again, that kind of defeats the purpose of it being like an entry in a book that somebody could reference, but still, I don't know. Like, this is very strange. This is less helpful than the general golems.
Yeah, I don't understand why. And that also had more payoff.
Yeah.
Then we had the Necrid to look forward to. We have nothing to look forward to. The next 2 weeks suck, guys.
Yeah, don't even download those. It's fine. I'll understand. We'll just gray out those stats.
Just skip week. Yeah, this is going to be our loss, or like a, you know, we're standard deviation. Just skip lycanthrope Fortnite. It doesn't even have a good portmanteau.
Nope.
It's not a worthless 2 weeks.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.